where New Hampshire talks in the afternoon. Bob Lobel at 1 and Kale and Company. Live from 2 to 5, only on The Pulse.
Now they're working really hard as they tear up your whole yard. You watch and think, man, this just isn't fair. In the place of your nice flower stands a 200-foot tower. Someday you'll think that it was always there. You're frustrated and you're mad. The situation's really bad. It seems that all your hard work was in vain. And though you scream and fuss and fight, your house will be theirs by tonight. 'Cause they've hit you with eminent domain. Wow. Northern Pass is coming.
Please go away.
Northern Pass is coming.
They'll be cutting night and day.
Northern Pass is coming.
It's here indeed.
Northern Pass is coming.
And it's all for corporate greed. Why?
Hey, hey, yeah. What you do up there on
All right, so well, no, hopefully Northern Pass is not coming, but that's why it's important for you to go to the public scoping meetings that will be held beginning September 23rd in Concord, as a week-long series of these will be held by the U.S. Department of Energy. These are one of the first decision makers in the process as to whether they grant that presidential permit for them to cross the international border into New Hampshire. So the U.S. Department of Energy is certainly involved in that process. Tom Mullen joins us now. We continue our conversation with him. He's the owner of the Owl's Nest Resort and Golf Club in Campton. And, Tom, we were talking particularly about your real estate business. And one of my listeners called in, and Bob calls in and says, well, what would be the impact on the golf course there? Because a lot of people that know Owl's Nest knows that it's a beautiful place.
Well, of course, the impact is one of marring the beauty of the golf course, and that's one of the reasons many people come from long distances to play at Owl's Nest. So it would certainly have a significant negative effect on our golf, on the quality of our golf offering. It has already damaged dramatically our real estate picture. We haven't been able to sell a lot in almost 3 years. So. And golf, unfortunately, doesn't carry pay the nut off. So we need the real estate sales, and without it, the golf can't be anywhere near as good a quality operation as it is now.
Sure, and anybody who's been through there, I just heard that there's been a very nice award bestowed upon you guys.
Oh wow, we're the recipients of an award or a distinction, I guess, from WMUR. They have contests, and one of their contests this year was picked the best golf course to play in New Hampshire. And for 2013, Owl's Nest got the nod in the number one place. So we were very excited by that.
Well, congratulations. Our sales staff will send you the bill.
Well, unless I can sell some real estate, I don't know if I'd be able to pay that bill, Brian.
Thanks to Northern Pass, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. 1-866-823-1077. Tom Mullen joining us here on Bulldog Live. Made the trip from Campton to be in studio with us today. And, you know, looking at a few of the interesting dynamics on this, people say about our power needs for the future. That's why this is needed. But yet, I don't ever recall ISO New England, the system operator for the power grid, they never said this was needed, did they?
Well, not only did they indicate that it wasn't needed, ISO New England, which is a charitable organization, it's a nonprofit corporation organized by the federal government to oversee regional transmission grids, such as the New England ISO, which oversees all of the six New England states. And not only did they determine it wasn't needed, they've actually canceled 10 transmission line upgrades that were scheduled for the period between 2010 and 2021 because there's no evident need. Not only no need, but it appears that through primarily energy efficiency measures that are being employed by both residential customers and business customers, the demand for electricity is falling significantly and is scheduled to continue falling pretty dramatically right through the study period, which is 2021. So if we don't need any new transmission lines that fall under the aegis of ISO New England, why are we going where we are with the Northern Pass? It just doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah, because that's one of the things I've heard some of the proponents say. But we'll need the energy in the future. But according to ISO New England, not necessarily.
Exactly.
Especially looking at how much energy New Hampshire produces itself.
Correct. New Hampshire right now is producing on a average daily basis approximately 250% of the power that it needs. That means that sources of generation within our state, including such big generators as coal plants and nuclear plants and small ones like small neighborhood hydro plants, we are producing 2.5 times the energy that we consume on an average day, and we're sending it out of state. So while power that is generated from something like Northern Pass might go into the grid, we take a minute portion of that power back out of the grid in comparison to the amount of power that we put into the grid on an average daily basis. I've got to ask you, rhetorically, of course, why would New Hampshire pay the price that we're being asked to pay in terms of beauty and values of real estate and businesses going under and disappointing the public that comes to New Hampshire year after year for the pure enjoyment of what they see? Why would we give that all up for something we don't need and we're not going to get the benefit of?
Exactly. And talking about that enjoyment of the beauty, people driving up Interstate 93, there are several crossings that Northern Pass wants to do over Interstate 93. And I've linked to these on my website, a mock-up of what they could look like using Northern Pass's own maps with crossings in Canterbury going northbound. So you start in Canterbury. Then you encounter two crossings in New Hampton, another one in Ashland, and then you get up to the Woodstock region as well. And you're talking about not only the existing wooden poles that are on those lines right now that already are enough of a scar, especially when you get up to around Exit 31, the Triple I Road area. I mean, that area is just, you can see it from a good distance away. Even approaching Waterville Valley exit, too, people that get off to go to your place. Those wooden poles would be replaced by tall steel towers as well.
Yeah, there would be actually two sets of tall steel towers that would be coming down through that right-of-way, the way they're planning to construct this now. We don't get just double. We get like quadruple the damage from what they're proposing today.
Yeah, they're anywhere from 30% higher to 100% higher, depending upon where along the line it is. And that includes folks in Concord, too, and on to Deerfield as well. Those 55-foot tall poles that are there now, 40, 55-foot tall poles, they're sure upwards of 80 feet.
You know, it's sort of ironic or strange, perhaps, when the Northern Pass people, the proponents, talk about the North Country. They want to whittle down the North Country to this little stretch of area up around Stewartstown and maybe Colebrook North, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, the fact of the matter is that the North Country, as far as I'm concerned, starts in Concord and continues north. And the impact from especially the areas around Tilton and Canterbury and on up through Holderness and Plymouth and Campton and Thornton, Franconia and what have you, that's where the impact from the Northern Pass will be most dramatic. That's where the highway parallels the right-of-way most of the way. So
yeah,
the impact on tourism is just as significant there, if not more so, than it is once you get way up into the Great North Woods.
Well, especially now we're entering into the fall foliage season. And that is one of my favorite drives is up Interstate 93. I just once I get past Plymouth, it just becomes even more beautiful. And and the further up you go towards Franconia Notch, you can see up into the Notch. Who wants to look at tall steel towers looking up towards the Notch? I certainly don't.
You know, one of the strange anomalies of this whole thing is that from Concord South, we get the impression that there's not much of a controversy about this project. But
more than you think. Really?
But we're talking about an area that's already fairly heavily industrialized, that this project would be coming down through. And so when you've got tall buildings around and you've got other power lines going here and there and industrial parks and all of that type of thing, apartment buildings, a new power line doesn't impact anywhere near as much as it does when it's out by its lonesome going up along a highway with mountains in the background, mountains and rivers on either side. That's where the impact is felt. That's what we have to protect. That's our industry going north. We can't destroy that. It's all we have left in the North Country.
Exactly. 1-866-823-1077. We'll take another time out. We'll continue our conversation with Tom Mullen, owner of the Owl's Nest Resort and Golf Club in Campton, whose property is on the existing right-of-way where PSNH wants to expand that to build the Northern Pass transmission line, 14,000 feet worth of line through his property there. That's already affected his real estate business, and people want to debate whether these kinds of projects affect property values. Talk to Tom Mullen. He can give you some firsthand experience on that. Bulldog Live continues on the Pulse.